Good morning and welcome to our call today. This is Becky Spieth, the Christian Direct Seller, and I am just thoroughly honored and blessed and so thrilled to be in 2013 with all of you, to be a child of God and to be a minister in the marketplace. And I don't know of a better profession to do that with than direct selling. God has just been so faithful. I have had the most amazing phone calls with other coaches and trainers, some of the great big people in our profession this last week and just in the world, and just shared my mission and vision for the Christian direct seller. And we've had just extraordinary prayer times together. Even people that were not believers are just so thrilled about this idea and this concept. And I know it was God, just like you do. And I want you to know how much I love and appreciate each of you for not only joining us on the calls and the replays and joining us in prayer and study time together, but just for being a part of our community. How can you connect with our community? We're on Facebook at The Christian Direct Seller. So if that's something that you would like more support on learning how to minister in the marketplace, sharing ideas around direct selling, just being there to support and love on each other, pray for each other, that's a great place to connect with us. I do check that almost every day. If I'm speaking at a conference, I don't. But other than that, I'm pretty much checking that each and every day. I have had one of the most extraordinary breaks with my family and just loved spending time with them. We went actually to a conference this weekend with our middle and youngest child. They're adults now, but so that was absolutely amazing, and I am supercharged. I've been reading a great book that I want to share with you. I started it in the middle of our break between Christmas and New Year's, and I have just loved this book because this man thinks exactly like I do. I'm just tickled. So I want you to write this down, and I would encourage you to get this book. It is called Sun, S-U-N, Stand, S-T-A-N-D, Still, S-T-I-L-L, and it's written by a minister from North Carolina, and he's a young, hip, cool guy, and his name is Stephen Furtick, F-U-R-T-I-C-K. And the Lord, as I was praying for my word for the year, because I always ask the Lord to drop a word into me for that I can live my year by before the new year comes. And the Lord gave me the word audacious. And I'm like, really? How exciting is that? This year's going to be just smoking hot amazing if my word is audacious. And I also realized I'm probably going to have to stretch a little bit and get out. Well, I don't believe in getting out of my comfort zone, but definitely stretching my comfort zone to fulfill my destiny that God has for me this year. And inside of this book, that's one of the words he uses over and over again. And I'm like, oh, man, is that not just God giving me a little extra hug and letting me know, like, hey, this really is your word, and this is going to be one of the most audacious years of your life. So that's kind of where I am at right now. And as you can tell, I am supercharged, and I can't wait to see what this year holds. Like, I'm sure all of you are feeling the same way. I have been on this mission. The Lord last year gave me the word extraordinary. And I'm like, what does this mean, Lord? What's extraordinary? And all it is it's a little bit more than ordinary and allowing God to work supernaturally in and through me and to just be obedient and really pay attention. And one of the chapters inside of the book, it's actually chapter 5, is about igniting the ordinary. And so I just wanted to share a little bit around his thoughts around this. A lot of times I know that as direct sellers, we have to go out and we have to prospect and we have to talk to people. And sometimes we don't even know them but we feel in our heart like we need to talk and share about our business opportunity. But sometimes we feel discouraged. Sometimes we feel burdened. Sometimes we feel some insecurities. And I want you to know that God wants us to move past those things, and that if we want to just be ordinary, we're going to give in to the discouragement. We're going to give in to the burdens. We're going to give in to some of the discouragement. And that's not what God has for us. You know, God shows up with an extraordinary presence and purpose when we just agree to obey, and I know that that's like, really? Like, all we have to do is obey, and he shows up in this extraordinary way. Yes, he promises to do that all over the Word. So I just get so excited to know that if I'll just obey, when I hear just like, I believe it was Susan, before we got on the Bible study part, we were sharing prayer requests and praise reports, and you know, she just said, you know, help me to be obedient, and that was one of her prayer requests. And that's so spot on, because think about it. What did he want from Moses, right? Okay, think about it. And you're sitting in the middle of a desert. Okay, you've been a king. You had everything. You did nothing. You had servants and the best foods and the best education. I mean, you did absolutely nothing. Then all of a sudden, your life takes a twist. You wind up in the middle of the desert. I mean, can you think about this? I'm sure they used to rub his skin with oils, and he was, you know, heavily scented, and he was probably in the best clothes when he was in the kingdom and the Pharaoh's palace. And then he finds himself in this desert, and his skin's probably, like, wrinkly and dirty and dusty and leathery, and he might have even thought a couple of times, like, man, you know, what's up? God, did you, like, not even care about me, and how did my life turn out like this? Or, you know, all I have to do is talk to these sheep because I'm a shepherd now, and this is like the lowliest, ickiest job there is. That's what the peasants do. But he's there, and he's tending his sheep, and then they're not even his sheep. I mean, he's so poor, and everything's not been in his favor for so long. He can't even own his own sheep, for crying out loud. Then all of a sudden, he's sitting out there, and he's watching these sheep, and then all of a sudden, he thinks he's hallucinating because a bush catches on fire. And he walks over to take a look. Surely, he thinks, you know, man, I'm hallucinating now. You know, what else is happening in my life? And then all of a sudden, God shows up. Now, if he wasn't obedient, okay, if his father-in-law didn't say, you know what, Moses, you know, I've got this girl, I love her, if you want to be a part of our family, we'll take you in, you know, I agree that you can marry my beautiful daughter, but I want you to you know, watch the sheep. If he wouldn't have obeyed, don't I think God was watching that? He was. Moses watched the sheep. He took care of somebody else's sheep. He was doing what he needed to do. It wasn't glamorous. He didn't feel glamorous doing it. He wasn't getting any recognition because he was just sitting out there in the middle of the desert. And God showed up. So as we're in our direct selling business, you know, sometimes we want to, you know, be in the middle of the battle and all these great things and have all this amazing network around us and all these people and have everybody looking and seeing what we're doing. But sometimes, just from obeying, getting down and dirty with it, God shows up. And don't expect a burning bush every time, because I will tell you that God does show up sometimes just with that still small voice in your heart. But I'm sure he was thinking, like, how in the world did I wind up here? I'm sure that crossed his mind. He was out, he tended sheep for a long, long time before he went back to Egypt and was able to fulfill his destiny. And you know that sometimes the ordinary ingredients of our life and God's extraordinary expertise come together. And when God's super collides with our natural, do you know what happens? The supernatural. So I want you to think about a couple of things right now, okay? And this might be something that's happened in your life. God may allow you to receive a negative report from the doctor. I know a lot of you have received that. I've received those before too, okay? Is that anything out of the ordinary? No. I live by a medical center here in San Antonio that's like a city, and it breaks my heart every single time I drive in or through or around the medical center. It's bigger than most cities, and it's filled. That's where most of our high-rises are, even more than our downtown area. And it is filled with people that have received a negative report from the doctor. And they give reports all day long that are negative. But what's the difference? When you trust him in a way that causes all your close friends to see Christ clearly through your response, that's when extraordinary shows up. that's when you can ask for that audacious thing from God, and he'll listen to you. And then, let's see, here's another example. God may call you to serve as an unsung youth pastor of 15 kids, maybe, or maybe you have a team of maybe 3 or 5 people, right? And you're leading meetings, and the best place that you can hold them is in a moldy basement, and, you know, you're just trying to do the best you can with things. But he's also providing you with the opportunity to pour your life into other people that maybe one of those people or maybe one of those youth, they go out and they start witnessing and they start bringing thousands of people that you never would have been able to go to the Lord. And you're going and you're sending them out. That's the best thing about how our companies are set up. The thing is they're already set up where we can empower other people, whether it's one person or 3 people or 5 people or 10 people or 1,000 people or 10,000 people on your team. But better than that, think about how many hosts and customers that you can see in a year and how you can implement this into that arena. And then what about all the people on your team? Can you imagine if each person in each person's life you touched 10 people, let's just say they're at a party, and you have 5 people on your team, that's 50 people being touched for the Lord in a week. And that's only 5 people. Can you see how exciting that this can be, that if we really take this and we really just try to pray for people, love on them, be the hands and feet of Jesus, how supernatural the movement could be. You know, God worked through the normal person. He did not call one person that was in ministry from the synagogue when he wanted to create his disciples and change the world. It took 12 people and one leader. I'm going to give you the goal right now to find 12 people that you can share your business with and share Jesus with at the same time. Do you realize that over 2,000 years later that movement is still going, that legacy is still going, and that we have the opportunity to be a part of it? This is like one of the best network marketing or direct selling companies ever. But the cool thing is our product isn't a product that's a tangible product like a skincare item or anything else. It's eternal life. It's the Lord and Savior of the universe. How exciting is that? And the other thing that we have going in our favor is all we have to do is share. We don't even have to, you know, try to come up with a product or anything like that. The Holy Spirit draws people to himself, connects us with them, and all we have to do is share. I just get so excited, I can't hardly stand it. And then here's another situation. You know, God may lead you to stay at home with your young children. And many people have to do that, and they have to forfeit what they would consider a corporate job or a corporate career or even what they consider a substantial income. Well, that's pretty ordinary, right? But not with our companies. I love that. So we get the best of both worlds. But think about it. Along with the diapers, the dishes, the naps, you receive the gift of time. You get to model the most important things in the world, the character of Christ. You get to also model discipline and instill values and speak life into your kids. They grow up to maybe be one of the Joshuas of our generation. Now that's extraordinary. Another ordinary experience might be maybe God put you into a line of work, whether it's your direct selling business or a different company, that seems to have no eternal value. Maybe you don't work for a Christian company. Perfect. That's actually more exciting. You have a bigger mission field. And that provides you with very little in the way of personal fulfillment, right? But that's just kind of ordinary because everybody's like that. We know that we have a benefit because most of the direct selling companies do allow us to have an influence and we can be open with our faith. But let's just say that you've got a job outside of that. Now, he knows that you're the only Christian witness that many of your coworkers and clients will ever meet. I can tell you that was the secret to my business success, is I started just offering to pray with my hostesses on the day of their parties. And what would happen over and over again is no one would turn down the prayer. Like, oh, yeah. Well, then the night of their show, as we were closing out their party, I would say, is there anything else that I can pray with you about? Many of them would say, you know, there's just something different about you. Tell me about that. I led person after person to the Lord. And I knew people were booking parties just because they knew I was praying, would pray for them. How awesome and exciting is that? And the door is open, and the Lord just opens the door to share the gospel with them, and they were seeing change after change in their lives and in their family. But think about it. You might be the only Jesus that your host ever sees or your customers ever see. I can tell you that that's how I found my ministry. Is I prayed, and I was the hands and feet of Jesus. When a person that was a high priestess in Wicca when I lived in Michigan put a curse on me and my business right in the middle of a party. And the Lord rose up in me and said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, and I love you. The next day her house burnt down, and she nearly lost her grandchildren.
Wow.
My son, who had autism, wanted to bless them and give them some Jesus books and some things like that. My brother had lost his house to a fire about 6 months prior, so he was very tender and around this. And we found out about it by the radio as we were driving up to Walmart. So we put together a care package. We delivered it to her, and she broke down crying. She says, why are you doing this to me? I was awful to you. And I said, you know, it's just the love of Jesus, and I just knew that you must be hurting, and I just want to pray with you if I could do that. And I led her to the Lord, and at that moment, I knew that that's why Jesus called me to this big, audacious, amazing profession, and I had found my purpose. You can do the exact same thing. If we labor with excellence and integrity each and every day on the job, people are going to notice there's something different. If you do that in your business, people are going to know there's something different. That's going to be extraordinary. And what's going to happen is it won't be long before your faith starts carrying you to the next level, higher and higher than you ever thought you could go. Now, this is totally different than what I had planned to talk about before I got on the phone, but I just felt like the Lord was dropping this in my heart and in my spirit. So I hope that whoever needed to hear that message, that it was a blessing to you. There are 12 audacious faith confessions inside of the book, and I'm going to give those faith confessions to you now, and listen to this recording again. I'll be posting it up on the Facebook page shortly after the call, probably before 1 o'clock Central Time, so watch for it to show up before 1 o'clock Central Time. But I want to give you those, and you can repeat them back, and I would encourage you to print them out. And I would encourage you to say these each and every day until you believe them so much in your heart that you start having audacious faith and that you start living an extraordinary life in business. You know, there's a verse that, a couple of verses from Ephesians. It says, Ephesians 1, 18 and 19 says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. God has called you. You wouldn't be on this call right now if you did not have that call. He has called you to minister in the marketplace. He has called you to share his inheritance, not just with the saints, but also with those unbelievers, to make a difference in their life and in their business. And now you are enlightened. You need to do something with it. You know, Genesis 2:15 says that the Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. God gave you a business, and he wants you to work it, and he wants you to take care of it. Also, Psalm 90:17 says, may the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us and establish the work of our hands. For us, yes, establish the work of our hands. The Lord wants to establish your business and the work of your hands in an extraordinary way. He wants to empower you. But sometimes we let our own doubt creep in. We allow ourselves to fall into that disbelief and that ordinary. Make today the day that you act in an audacious faith, that you act in an extraordinary way, because you can. God has empowered you to do it. Okay, here's the confessions, and just so you know, this is a little bit longer than normal. I just, I'm sorry, but I just got, you know, a blessing from the Holy Spirit, and the anointing is just so heavy and falling that I just couldn't stop. I promise I will stay on the line and pray after we're finished. The first confession from the book, Sun, Sand, Still by Stephen Furtick says, I'm fully forgiven and free from all shame and condemnation. That's found in Romans 8, 1 and 2. Ephesians 1, 7, and 8, and 1 John 1, 9. The second audacious faith confession is, I act in audacious faith to change the world in my generation. That's from Joshua 10, 12 through 14 and John 14, 12. I have no fear or anxiety. I trust in the Lord with all of my heart. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, Philippians 4, 6 and 7, and 1 Peter 5, 7. You know, you might want to write down some of these references. And this would be a great Bible study to have for yourself this week, you know, because we meet every single Monday at 8:30, so Central. And if you want to study these out in the meantime, these would be great, great verses to study. Confession number 4 from the book says, I'm able to fulfill the calling God's placed on my life. Exodus 3, 9 and 12, 9 through 12, Psalm 57, 2, and Colossians 1, 24 through 29. The fifth one says, I'm fully resourced to do everything God has called me to do. I'm fully resourced to do everything God has called me to do. Deuteronomy 8, 18, Luke 6, 38, and Philippians 4, 13. The sixth one says, I have no insecurity because I see myself the way God sees me. I have no insecurity because I see myself the way God sees me. Genesis 1, 26 through 27, Psalm 139, 13 through 16, and Ephesians 5, 25 through 27. Number 7, I'm a faithful spouse and a godly parent. Our family is blessed. Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 9, Ephesians 5, 22 through 25, Colossians 3, 18 through 19, and 1 Peter 3, 1 through 7. I am completely whole, physically, mentally, and emotionally. I'm completely whole, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Psalm 103, 1 through 5, Matthew 8, 16 and 17, 2 Corinthians 5, 17, and 1 Peter 2, 24. Number 9 is, I'm increasing in influence and favor in the kingdom of God. Genesis 45, 4 through 8, 1 Samuel 2, 26, Acts 2, 37 through 47. Number 10 says, I'm enabled to walk in the sacrificial love of Christ. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 and 17, 1 John 3, 16, and 4, 9 through 12. Number 11 says, I have the wisdom of the Lord concerning every decision I make. 2 Chronicles 1, 7 through 12, Proverbs 2, 6, Ecclesiastes 2, 26, and James 1, 5. And the last one is, I am protected from all harm and evil in Jesus' name. Genesis 50, 20, Psalm 3, 1 through 3, 2 Thessalonians 3, 2 through 3. Well, I appreciate you sticking with me and staying on a little bit longer today with us. I hope that you were blessed. I can't wait to hear the extraordinary things that God is doing in and through your life and your business. Connect with us on the Facebook page. Put your prayer requests there, your praise reports. Let us praise God along with you. And thank you for spending time with us today. I'm going to turn the recording off and start our prayer time together.